and welcome to episode 51 of the Irish Pod Quiz with your host, Darren. The Irish Pod Quiz is a weekly mix of 20 general knowledge and Irish trivia questions for all the quiz lovers out there, because who doesn't love a good quiz? First up, there are 10 general knowledge questions, followed by 5 audio questions, and finally 5 questions relating to something topical. Don't forget to follow us and to tell all of your quiz-loving family and friends. So, without further ado, let's get quizzing. First up, as always, it's the general knowledge round. Question 1. What is the only letter that does not appear in the name of a US state? Question 2. In what year did Nicola Sturgeon become the First Minister of Scotland? Question 3. Fitzgerald Stadium is in which county? Question 4. Which hugely successful studio album features the songs You're Still the One, From This Moment On, and That Don't Impress Me Much? Question 5. Which actress had a cameo role as herself, sipping champagne in a bathtub, in the 2015 film The Big Short? Question 6. English engineer Charles Babbage is credited with building the first watt in 1822. Question 7. Who did the Kansas City Chiefs defeat in the 2023 Super Bowl? Question 8. Danny O'Donoghue is the lead singer of which band? Question 9. How many squares are on a standard chessboard? And question 10. Galtymore is a mountain on the border of which two counties? No one told you that was gonna be this way. I wonder how many times I've heard that piece of music in my life. Yes, this week's audio round is on the hugely successful American sitcom Friends, specifically on some of its guest stars. Throughout its 10-season run, Friends featured many memorable guest appearances by some of the biggest names in Hollywood. In this round, you will hear a clip from a scene from the show. In some cases, you will hear the voices of some of the series regulars, but what you must do is identify the guest star featured in each clip. The audio round. Question 1.
Ooh, hey. Hey there, little fella. Mr. Fuzzy Man, how you doing? Oh. Ew.
Oh. Ew. Gross. Idiot. Stupid little fuzzy yellow creature. Oh, look at me. I'm so cute. I'm a little chick who's disgusting. God, you're so stupid. How are you not yet extinct? Quick! What are you quacking about? Dumb Donald Dodo!
Step away from the duck.
Question 2.
This is for the fourth grade.
Huh? What do you mean?
What do I mean? What do you mean, what do I mean? I mean, underpants, mister. That's what I mean.
What do you mean?
My skirt? You lifted kids laughing? I was Susan.
That was in the fourth grade! How could you still be upset about that?
Well, why don't you call me in 20 years and tell me if you're still upset about this?
Question 3.
Hey, everybody, this is Parker. Parker, this...
No, wait, don't tell me. Let me guess. Joey, Monica, Ross, Rachel, and... I'm sorry, Phoebe didn't mention you. Chandler, I'm kidding already, you're my favorite. Why don't each of you tell me a little bit about yourselves?
Actually, I'm sorry, we probably should get going.
Classic Ross.
Question 4.
Oh my God. You love me.
What?
Of course I remember our kiss. I think about it all the time. I can still hear the coconuts knocking together. I just didn't want to tell you because I didn't think you'd return my love. And now that you have...
Whoa.
It's being suddenly shy. You can't tell me you don't feel what I feel. Nobody can kiss that good, not mean it.
I'm just a good kisser.
Shut up.
And question 5.
She likes you. She likes you. You know why? Because you're a neat guy. You are the man. You are the man. Still got it. Still sexy. You're just a love machine. I'm just a love machine. Don't look at it, but you have, baby.
Now this week marks 100 years since the opening of the burial chamber of Tutankhamun, undoubtedly one of the greatest archaeological discoveries of all time. Due to how well the tomb was preserved, it attracted a media frenzy and became the most famous find in the history of Egyptology. This week's topical round focuses on all things pharaohs. Question 1. Which British archaeologist led the excavation that uncovered the tomb of Tutankhamun? Question 2. What name is given to the valley that is known to contain 63 tombs and chambers of pharaohs and powerful nobles, including that of Tutankhamun? Question 3. The third ruler of the 19th dynasty, who is regarded as the greatest and most powerful pharaoh of ancient Egypt? Question 4. Who played the title role in the 1963 epic film Cleopatra? And question 5, Business Secrets of the Pharaohs is a fictional book that features in which British sitcom? Well, that's it for the topical round and that's it for this week's quiz. I'll be back with you in just a moment with the answers. Okay, and here are the answers. First up, the general knowledge round. Question 1. The only letter that does not appear in the name of a US state is the letter Q. Question 2. Nicola Sturgeon became the First Minister of Scotland in 2014. Question 3. Fitzgerald Stadium is home to Kerry GAA and is down in the town of Killarney. Question 4. That hugely successful studio album that features the songs You're Still the One, From This Moment On, and That Don't Impress Me Much. This album was a huge sensation back in the 90s and remains the best-selling album by a female solo artist, as well as the best-selling Canadian album of all time and the best-selling country album. It sold over 40 million copies. It is Come On Over by Shania Twain. Question 5. The actress that had a brief cameo role sipping champagne in a bathtub in The Big Short was, of course, Margot Robbie. Question 6. English engineer Charles Babbage is credited with building the first computer way back in 1822. Very hard to believe, but very interesting to read up on. Question 7. Well, this only happened last week. Kansas City Chiefs defeated the Philadelphia Eagles in the 2023 Super Bowl. Question 8. Danny O'Donoghue is, of course, the lead singer of The Script, who actually got together way back in 2001, which I found hard to believe. Question 9. There are 64 squares on a standard chessboard. And question 10. Galtymore, I think it's the fifth highest mountain in the country. It is on the border of Tipperary and Limerick. Next up, we had the audio round and those Friends guest stars. Well, it was hard to narrow it down to just 5 because so many famous people made appearances in that sitcom throughout its 10-year run. At question 1, we heard the, I think, often forgotten, but also very hilarious guest appearance by Ben Stiller in an episode where he played Rachel's boyfriend with a kind of dual personality and anger issues. At question 2, we had the guest appearance of Julia Roberts in a storyline where her character is going out with Chandler, which is even funnier considering that Julia Roberts and Matthew Perry were actually a couple at the time. Question 3, well, this guy has been controversial in the last couple of years, but it is probably my favourite guest appearance in the entire series. It was Alec Baldwin, where he plays the incredibly enthusiastic Parker who is dating Phoebe. It's a hilarious guest appearance, in my opinion. Question 4, not the most memorable storyline for me anyway, but it was the guest appearance of Winona Ryder, in which her character is in love with Rachel. And question 5, possibly the most memorable of them all, it was, of course, Bruce Willis. I'm just a love machine. Oh, baby! Hilarious. Finally, we had the topical round, which was on pharaohs. Bit of a funny one this week, but why not? Question 1. The British archaeologist that led the excavation that uncovered the tomb of Tutankhamun was Howard Carter. You probably have to go all the way back to primary school to remember that one. Question 2. The name of the valley that is known to contain all those tombs and chambers of pharaohs is the Valley of the Kings. Question 3. The third ruler of the 19th dynasty, who is regarded as the greatest and most powerful pharaoh of them all, was Ramesses II. Question 4. The title role in the 1963 epic film Cleopatra. It is a legendary film in the world of movie making, given the scale of it and the cost. It went way over the budget, and the actress herself receiving a then record $1 million. It was Elizabeth Taylor in the title role of Cleopatra. Question 5. Business Secrets of the Pharaohs is a book written by Mark Corrigan in the British sitcom Peep Show. He first mentions it in the very first series, and I think it takes until season 8 before it actually gets published. And I use the word published loosely there, and if you've ever seen it, you'll understand what I mean. It is hilarious. Well, that's it for this week's quiz. So go give yourselves a mark out of 20, and please get in touch and let me know how you got on. Talk to you next week, and happy quizzing.